This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thank you for tuning us in here today. God bless you near and far. Everyone who's tuned into this program here in Brevard County, for those of you driving through, and for everyone that's downloaded the podcast, those around the world listening in to WGOD Radio, this is the place where you're guaranteed to hear truth from the Lord, because that's what we do here. We're in His Word. We're letting God speak today through His Word, because we know where God speaks. He is forever broadcasting 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You and I are tuned into His frequency today. Let's hear a word from God today. Lord God, we pray You'd speak to us through Your Word. We listen for You today. Lead us, guide us, speak to us, encourage us, equip us, and send us out. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Again, I thank you for tuning us in here today to this program. We are in a verse-by-verse study in Revelation. For more information on this ministry, WGOD, you can go to WGODontheair.net. Also, I encourage you to go to Facebook and like our page, WGOD Radio. Those are some of the ways to get in touch with me. You also can write to me. My email address is paul@WGODontheair.net. I'd love to hear from you. I also invite you to come out to Island Community Church as well. That's the church that I pastor. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. I'm teaching the same class here, Revelation, the same book, Thursday nights from 6 to 7, and our church services Sunday morning, 10:30. This week, I'm preaching something called How's Your Soil? It's a look at how and why 3 out of 4 people that start out in the faith, that start out receiving the Word of God as truth, how 3 out of 4 people, the Lord Jesus tells us, don't make it until the end. That is the subject for this coming sermon this week, Sunday morning, 10:30. Again, the place, Island Community Church. You're invited. If you live around here, we'd love to see you on Sunday morning. In the meantime, we're in Revelation chapter 1. We left off here in verse 9. I, John, now we're assuming that this is John the Apostle who wrote this. I've heard so much talk lately from people not thinking that this was John the Apostle. There's no reason not to believe that. There are certain words here used by John that show us that indeed it is John the Apostle. For instance, he's the only one who calls Jesus the Word of God. We can read in, I think it's chapter 19, where it says that the Word of God was riding on a white horse. And there are other phrases here too in this book that show us indeed John is the one, that is John the Apostle is the one who wrote this book. So verse 9, I, John, your brother and partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and endurance in Christ Jesus. We looked at that yesterday. John partakes with us in tribulation because we all have to partake of tribulation, because Jesus said in John 16:33, in this world, you will have tribulation. I put it to you, if you don't have tribulation, I'd have to question whether or not you're a Christian, at least in some way. They might not want to feed you to the lions, but you've got a real enemy. I once heard John Hagee say on TV about people that weren't ever facing any tribulation or never had any run-ins with the devil or any oppression at all of demonic influence trying to take them out. I heard John Hagee say, you couldn't get a used demon to chase you. I have to say, is that true in your life? The Lord Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulation. Paul wrote in Romans 8:17, it says that you and I are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ if we suffer with him. This is the telltale sign that you are a Christian and a Christ follower is through suffering and through tribulation. You've got a bullseye on your chest. Satan, you're a marked man. But however, if God is for you, who can be against you? If God is on your side, it doesn't matter. Like Paul and David said, what can man do to me? David wrote in Psalm 56:9, he says, when I call out to God, then my enemies will scatter. This I know because God is for me. And for everyone out there who calls and acknowledges Jesus Christ as Lord, you might have a bullseye on you, but I'll tell you what, God is for you. And you plus God make a majority out here in this world today. Don't ever forget that. Bullseye or not, you, here's some simple addition for you today. You plus God equals majority. Or to use Esposito paraphrase, you plus God equals, look out world. Look out world. What can man do to me? That's all he needs, God on your side. If you are a Christian, if you are, well, let me probe. Are you a threat to the enemy? Or are you no threat? They said of the Apostle Paul, we found this man to be a plague. Does that describe you today? Does the enemy account you and reckon you as a plague? Or are you no threat at all? If you find yourself that you're no threat, make this the day that you change that. Be on fire for God. Think of all the ages you could be alive. Acts chapter 17 says, God has determined our pre-appointed times and the boundaries of our dwelling. Meaning God's got you alive right now at what I would seem to me is the end of the age. And God's got you alive right here where you are today. God makes no mistakes. He's got you alive right where you live, whether it's Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville. Maybe you're just passing through. Maybe, perhaps, you're outside of where that's supposed to be and you find yourself running against the wind. I encourage you, get back to where you're supposed to be. And then God will resume his activities with and through and for you. Be a plague today. Let God use you to turn this upside down world, crooked world, right side up. God wants to use you. He's looking for a few good men. He's looking for a few good women. I pray you'd have lots of tribulation coming your way. Remember, like Paul said, when I am weak, then I am strong. James said, count it all joy when you encounter in your life daily. Count it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops hupomone, endurance, spiritual arrogance, an air of arrogance, holy arrogance that no man can hurt you, that no weapon formed against you can prosper because you trust in God, that God's got your back. Let God use trials in your life to bring that out. Next time you face and are undergoing and enduring a trial, count it all joy, maybe not for what you're going through, but that God's going to see you through it. You're going to be stronger because of it, and you will end up like Antipas, who was burned alive in a bronze kettle, like Polycarp, the bishop of Smyrna, who was burnt at the cross and said, 86 years have I served him, and he's done me no wrong. Do thou or bring forth what thou wilt, is what this 90-year-old guy said. He said, in layman's terms, friends, he said, bring it on. A 90-year-old guy says, bring it on. That's what we need. Let me encourage you. Bring forth what thou wilt. Let God use you during these days here, these last days. God wants to use you. You are God's hands and feet here. Paul said you and I are ambassadors for God, as though, or ambassadors for Jesus Christ, as though God was pleading through you. Let me move on here. I, John, your brother and partaker of tribulation and the kingdom and endurance. He's a partaker in endurance as well. In Christ, I came to be on the island of Patmos on account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard a loud voice like a trumpet behind me saying, that which you see, write in a book. Send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamos, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. All right, now verse 10. He's in the Spirit, or he's in spirit. The definite article is not in this text. I was in spirit, whether it's capital S or small s. Translators speculate. We really don't know. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Now, what did he mean by this? Was he talking Sunday or was he talking the day of the Lord? Let me say, this word in Greek is an adjective. It's not a noun. Therefore, that leads me to believe that this is the day of the Lord, not the Lord's day. The Lord's day probably would be a noun, first of all. Second of all, it's never Sunday. The first day of the week, as it's called in the Bible, has never been referred to as the Lord's day relating to a Sunday. This must be the day of the Lord. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And I heard a loud voice like a trumpet behind me saying, that which you see, write in a book. So that's what John's doing here. He's about to have a letter dictated to him by the Son of God himself. And he's going to send it out to these seven churches. Now, these seven churches all follow a circular pattern. And they all were very close to Patmos. How convenient, right? Or how fortuitous is that, that John just happened to be right there. So these seven churches, they go sort of like a horseshoe, starting with Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, now Thyatira, now back on the way down, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice speaking to me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the lampstand stood one like the Son of Man, having been clothed in a robe, reaching to his feet and girded across his chest with a golden belt. What an image this must have been. Now, you're going to have to join me tomorrow as we continue our study here in Revelation chapter 1, and we'll pick it up right here where we left off today. Let me encourage you today with these words, friends. God wants to use you out here today. Are you willing? We'll be back again soon with a new program in WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODOnTheAir.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.